This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India and Canada bilateral relations are very important and both nations have to work together to strengthen democracy as well as humanity. In his remarks during bilateral meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Kananaskis, Mr. Modi said many Canadian companies have investments in India and vice versa. He said he looks forward to taking India-Canada relations forward.
भारत और कनाडा के संबंध अनेक प्रकार से बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण है. कनाडा की अनेक कंपनियों का भारत में निवेश है. भारत के लोगों का भी कनाडा की धरती पर बहुत बड़ा निवेश है. लोकतांत्रिक मूल्यों को समर्पित कनाडा और भारत मिलकर के लोकतंत्र को मजबूत करना होगा, मानवता को मजबूत करना होगा, हमारे रिसोर्सेज का ऑप्टिमम यूटिलाइजेशन कर करके मानव जात के कल्याण के काम में कैसे ला सकते हैं, उस दिशा में हम प्रयास करते रहेंगे.
In his remarks, Mr. Carney said that India's regular participation in G7 summit is testament to the importance of India and Prime Minister Modi.
Coming to the G7, I believe, and it's a testament to the importance of your country, to your leadership, and to the importance of the issues that we look to tackle together, from energy security, from the energy transition that you're helping to lead, to the future of artificial intelligence, to the fight that we have against terrorism, and the work that we can do together.
Prime Minister Modi also held a series of bilateral meetings with leaders of Germany, France, Mexico and South Korea, among others. Prime Minister Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz discussed ways to strengthen India-Germany bilateral cooperation in key areas. These areas include trade and investment, defense and security, green sustainable development partnership, green energy, technology, innovation, education and mobility. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is attending the G7 Outreach Summit, which is underway at Kananaskis in Canada. He is participating in G7 discussions on the future of energy security, technology, infrastructure and investment to ensure access and affordability in a changing world. This is the Prime Minister's sixth consecutive participation in the G7 summit. Mr. Modi will exchange views with leaders of G7 countries, others invited outreach countries and heads of international organizations on crucial global issues. On the third leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will reach Croatia today. Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral discussions with Croatia Prime Minister Andrej Plenković and meet President Zoran Milanovic. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Zagreb, Indian Ambassador to Croatia Arun Goel said Mr. Modi's visit to Croatia will also underscore India's commitment to further strengthening its engagement with partners in the European Union.
Visit by Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi is a huge thing because it's putting Croatia on the global map. So this is a first visit to Balkans that now India is focusing on Balkans in its foreign policy. So the whole region gets a big boost.
Indian students in Tehran have been moved out of the city for reasons of safety through arrangements made by the Indian Embassy in Iran. The External Affairs Ministry also advised other residents who are self-sufficient in terms of transport to move out of the city. Some Indians have been facilitated to leave Iran through the border with Armenia. With national emergency in Israel still in place and the airspace closed, the Indian Embassy in Tel Aviv today asked for those Indians looking to leave the country to look at availing land border crossing options. Israel's military has confirmed the killing of Ali Shadmani, Iran's wartime chief of staff and a close advisor to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in an airstrike on a command center in Tehran. Shadmani had recently assumed leadership of Iran's Khatam al-Anbiya central headquarters following the death of his predecessor during Israel's initial offensive on Friday. Iran's cybersecurity command has accused Israel of launching a widespread cyber war targeting its digital infrastructure, reportedly disrupting essential services, according to the state-run IRIB news agency. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation reviewed operations of Air India and Air India Express in a high-level meeting held in New Delhi yesterday. The Directorate raised concerns regarding recent maintenance-related issues reported by Air India. The airline was advised to strengthen internal coordination across engineering options, ground handling units and ensure availability of adequate spares. And that is the end of this news bulletin.